We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Vav Amud Beis. Learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph. Omar, the first case it said he had a charitz, a hole in the ground, or a geder, a fence that was 10 tefachim wide, 4 tefachim wide. We said Zuhi Rishus Hayochid Gemura. This is the Rishus Yochid. What are we coming to Lafuke Lamute? Mai, what's it coming to exclude? So Gemara Lamut to Hadar Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanan, or Tanya learned the Rabbisa. Yes, I can Rabbi Yehuda. Mishiyash leBeis Batim, Hashem Tzudus Rishurabim. Someone has houses directly across the street from each other, across the Rishurabim. Now, if you think about it, someone stands in between the two houses. He has two walls because the houses are both walls. He's just missing two walls on the Rishurabim, but he has two walls. Okay, the two houses. So he's standing in between there. Zok the Rav Yehuda, you want to carry down a very simple etza. Oysa lechi mikan v'lechi mikan. You make a lechi on two sides of one of the houses, and that you look at the lechi ki'ilu. Once you start the wall, it's like the wall goes across the street. So you have two walls. Or you put a kaira from one house to the other house on both sides, across the Rishus Rabim, like picture overpass. V'noisa v'noisa b'emza. You let it carry in the middle of it. What's the pshat? Because he holds midaraisa to shishiyachid. Two mechitzas enough, Rav Yehuda holds. Midaraisa, it's called shishiyachid. Because it has two mechitzas enough. And the only reason why you have to make these akar lechi akar, kum darabanon, we want you to make a heker to not carry by mistake of shiram, make a heker using two houses, and those are two mechitzas. So that's what lechi and the akar are for. But he holds midaraisa, you're allowed to carry it, and lechi akar, even darabanon, you're allowed to carry. Omrulai. Zok darabanon, what? Only if you have Yehuda, two mechitzas work. Well, see, that's what we're saying out here.
Yeah,
even lechi, only Yehuda, two mechitzas. Yeah, Amar Loi, aim ma'ariv Rishus Rabim Mekach. You cannot be ma'ariv Rishus Rabim Mekach. The Rishus Rabim is going right through it. You can't be ma'ariv. It sounds like the Pshat and Rabbanon is because Baki Bar Rabim, that the Rabim are walking through it, so you can't do it. You can't make an Ariv. It can't be Rishus Yachid. The Rishus Rabim walks right through it. So my korle gemura. Why is lashon gemura? Because ma'od etayma keep pligur rabban la derhuda lo yahavish shiachet hamil taltal. Maybe you would think that he only argues like lechumra they can't be taltal. Av a lizraik there would be ma'ida that you could do it. Ma'ida lu kamash v'lon no zuri shiachet gemura. The only time shiachet gemura if you have four mechitzas, but if you have two mechitzas is no good. And really, I'm speaking of four mechitzas. The machlokes are shaynim. It's machlokes Rambam other shaynim. According to the Rambam, the only thing with time becomes shiachad the raisa if you have four mechitzas. Three mechitzas is not enough. Other shaynim hold three mechitzas is not enough. So back to Pinchas' question. According to the Rambam, the only time a lechi will help is only if you have four mechitzas. Just the problem is, it's like a mavu yoechatzo where people are a lot of people own in the same area. That's where lechi will help. But with the raisa, that's a shiachad because it has four mechitzas. According to the other Rishayim of help, we have to have three mechitzas. That will be enough to make something a Rishus Yachid. But Mechlekes Rishayim, L'mayis we pass in three mechitzas are enough. And Shulchan Aruch, Shem Hey, I think it's Shem Hey, and Shitzan Gimel, we pass in that three mechitzas is enough. Rashi has a Shtikl Mashmai, maybe the four mechitzas, but that's what we're saying. Zuri Shiyach Gemura is only in this case we have four mechitzas, like the Pashto Gemara's Mashma, is when you have a Rishus Yachid, the Raisa. Lafuka Rav Yehuda holds two mechitzas are enough. So that's Rishus Yachid. Omar, we have the same lashon Rishus Rabim also. Zuhi Rishus Rabim Gemura. What's that coming to exclude? Lamute Mai. Lamute Idach Rav Yehuda. Other Rav Yehuda. The Tanan. Rav Yehuda. The loch is that they made a takana that the people, the Eilu Regalim, they used to come up to Yerushalayim and they had to drink water on the way up or feed the animals. And the problem is that a bar is usually a Rishus Yachid because it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. So how do you get the water out into Rishus Rabim? They're walking up on the highway, they're very, very hot, and they want to take a drink. They can't drink, it's Shabbos. So they made a tekana called Pasei Berois. Pasei Berois are, they have these little walls that are like they're around each, as long as it's not 10 amos in between them, they have around each corner, they have this little wall, one tefach this way, one tefach that way. Like one tefach, like a little like a corner wall, one tefach this way, one tefach that way, on each one of the four corners. And they are called Pasei Berois. They're called Pasei Berois. And I'm not sure if it's one tefach or one amma. I'm saying one tefach, I'm not 100% sure. If it's one tefach or one amma long, I'd say probably more chances one amma, but I'm not 100% sure. That's called pasei berois. You have these little corner pieces, and that's called pasei berois. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the pasei berois will not work if the rishonim are walking through, like right through those pasei berois. There was 10 amas in between. They're walking through that. If the rabbim walking through that, that would be mevatel these mechitzas. Called also rabbat mechitzas. How long?
Amma.
So each one is an amma big. I'm a big each side, and that's called pasei berois. And they're saying that medraisa is good, and Rabbi Yehuda saying no, medraisa is not good. If Shirav walking through it, it'll be invatlit. The Tanar Yehuda Eimer and Moshe Derech Shirav Mavsakasa. He said, I cannot start them. You should make the Shirav go the other way, not through them. Why? Because the Shirav walks through these pasei berois, mevatel the mechitza. Vechomerim in it tzarach. That you don't have to. That you don't have to. So we're saying Zuhir is just a Rabban Gemura means only when they're not going through Mechitzas. But when they go through Mechitzas, then they're not called just a Rabban. So come la Fuke Rab Yehuda. Zuhir is a Rabban Gemura. And my Karle Gemura. I did Tana Reisha Gemura, Tana Zana Seifa Gemura. Since the Reisha says Lashon Gemura, so Seifa said Lashon Gemura. Because here you can't say that Lashon Gemura is the guy with the Chilgan Tiltal and Zrika, because here the Rabbanon allow Tiltal. They said, Clara, you don't need it, it's just Yachid, even though Shirabim is walking through it. So it means Zuri Shirabim Gemura means the Gemura is Agav that, but Zuri Shirabim, only our case of our Mishnah Shirabim, Srati Aplati, not walking through Pasei Berois. Just have to speak out, the Gemara in Erevin has a stira here, the Rabbanon Huda Huda. Because what comes out? Before we had a case where Rabbim are walking through the houses, we say that Rehuda has no problem. Two mechitzas enough. He doesn't worry about the rabbim walking through. Here, Rehuda worries about the rabbim walking through the pasei berois. That's mevatel the mechitza. And the opposite. The rabbanon say before, Eim arvim shus rabbim mekach. They hold the rabbim is not mevatel it. It is mevatel it. And here he holds that it's not mevatel it. So stir it. So Zok the Gemara there, that the Rehuda will say, no, it's better over here. At least you have two full mechitzas. Mashenk and pasei berois are little corners. That's why Rehuda only argues over here, not there. And the opposite, they say, that the Rabbanon say, here at least you have shame dal mechitzas. And there you only have two mechitzas. That's how the Gemara answers there. So speak out what the Gemara says in Erevin. So the Gemara Vaita. We counted for the Shusharabim a Sratia and a Platia. Sratia means a highway. A Platia is a big, like, shuk. And we had Mavoy Samafaloshin, that's a road going through the city. Why don't we count Midbar? That's Gemara's Kashav. Lachshadai and Midbar. Then the midbar is also a case of Shisharabim. Da Tanya, we talk out a brice like the first brice says like that. Ezu Rishisharabim. Sratia Platia Gedoyla, and voice on Falashim, Veha Midbar. Sratia Platia Gedoyla, and voice Falashim, and Midbar. So why don't we count Midbar also? What's the pshat we didn't count Midbar? Zachta Gemara, Oma Abaya, Loi Kasha. Kamazan Shal Shurim Midbar, Kamazan Azeh. The only time a midbar is called Shirabim is because man Klal Yisrael was there. But these days it's not Negeya. And therefore our Brice doesn't say midbar because it's not Negeya. No one's the midbar anymore. That's only people there. Now it's Shirabim. But those days where people walk there, it's Shirabim. Taisa speaks out. This is one of the Makar. You need Shishim Ribui for or Shirabim. Because with man Shisrael but midbar, there's Shishim Ribui. Taisa, small Taisa is Khan. He speaks out. Mashmak Sasta, Inu Shirabim, Elm came with Tsuyin Shom, Shishim Ribui Kamoy Midbar. Like the midbar. And it's the Orachai Makosh God in the Chumash by Makosh says, Vayu B'nei Yisrael by Midbar, Vayim Tsu Makosh Eitzim. So everyone mutches, what's Vayu B'nei Yisrael by Midbar? What does it mean? Rashi says that was the only Shabbos that didn't keep the first Shabbos in the midbar. The Orachayim says, no, Vayu B'nei Yisrael by Midbar, that was a problem of Yitzhah, the Makosh. That's how he learns Pshanin over here. Now the question is that what taka is the gay of the midbar then? Why is the Bryce saying a midbar then? He wants to tell us what was of 1,000 years ago. I'm saying who cares like what was in 1,000 years ago? Why did the Bryce have to tell us? You know, by the way, a midbar is it's not a gay. You're never gonna have 16,000 people in the midbar again. So what was in a gay to tell us? The Bryce to tell us that midbar is Shirabim. So Dr. Rishonim has brought down Lalacha to teach us that Shishim Riva doesn't mean that they're all there at one time. It means it's servicing 16,000 people. That the area is servicing 600,000 people. That's the lower Shainim say, and Shulchan Aruch when he paskins calls his lashon kol yoyim.
What's the midbar?
In the midbar, not everyone used the place. They all could have used the place. Not every day. No, when it's on the midbar, it's like the makom where they brought all the nadavas. That was the shirab in the midbar, like the main place where everyone gathered. Let's say next to Moshe's tent. They all didn't come at one time. They could have, but they're not every day they're there one time. So it's a raya. You don't need a rabbin to be every day 600,000 people. You just have to need, that's a role of 600,000 people. Like, you know, the Ramesh writing the Tshuva uses this law of Lamaisa. He says any road that has a city of Shirabim, any city that has 600,000 people, that's already called. There's a Rishon already says such a thing like this. But the Mechaber says, Kol Yoim. That's the problem. The Mishnah Berurah there is Matmiya. Where did he get it from? He says, well, look at the Ramban and the Ritva. They say, not like that. And that's the Ramban and Ritva over here that says the Chiddush of Midbar.
Madison
Avenue. Zokhtim Aravaita. Omar. If someone is moitzi umachnes b'shoigeg, so it says we established a shirabim and a mishayachar. We established now to go into a shirabim from a mishayachar or the other way. We said yechayev b'shoigeg chayev chatos b'meizi oynish chorus v'niskal. You get chorus b'wadasra and skila b'wadasra. Break the Gemara b'shoigeg chayev chatos. Pshita, of course, it's a lav in the Torah. It's a iser of Shabbos. Ayetzish, whatever. It could be a tzaytzal, it could be a furish. V'shoyu chayim chatas. Gemara pshita. So the Gemara, mezir oynish koras v'nisgat shvichlei. The chiddush of skila is the chiddush. Break the Gemara nami pshita. So the Gemara, kamas v'lon k'de rav. Doma rav, matzosti megillah starim bei rav chia. I found the megillah starim bei rav chia. Megillah starim means those days, of course, they weren't allowed to write down Torah Shavah Peh. So if they got a new chiddush, they used to write it down and hide it. The Kosovo in this Megillah Storm had said, Isi ben Yehuda ima, ovis malachas ben chasa achas, there are 39 malachas, ve'ena chayiv al achas, only chayiv one. Break the Gemara. So Gemara first thought it meant only chayiv one chatos, even though he did all 39 malachas. If you did 39 malachas forgetting it Shabbos, you only do one chatos. Eini, that's the Isi Yehuda says, Eini, but tonight we learned in the Mishnah, always malachas am chas achas, that 39 of us malachas. Vavinabam, yonalamli, just count it up yourself. Why have to tell me how much it is? Oh, Rabbi Yechanan, Shem Oson, teach us this talacha. Shem Oson, kulam behelam achas, chayav kol achas achas. Teach us you chayav 39 different chatois. And Toys speaks out that Isi Ben Yehuda agrees to this, because Isi Ben Yehuda also says a minion. Because that's what Toys speaks out, that Isi Ben Yehuda agrees to this also. So the question is, of course you carry 39 chatois. How can you only have one chatos? Ela ima, different lashon. Ein echayev al achas bem. One of them don't have a chiyuv, don't have skila. Aval kamas v'lon. Our mishnah it says the chayev skila is teaching us hamahak lemisafkon. It's not one of the ones they have a suffik. Not ones they have a suffik. That's what teaching us. This is chayev skila, not one of the suffik. So to come out that if we pass like Isi ben Yehuda, the only thing you can be chayev skila on is only hoitza. The rest of them you can't be chayev skila on, because maybe that's one of the things that not chayev skila. And the Zohar Taka state, the Sfasem Taka says like that. The Ismi Yudas comes out, and that yet you don't have to change his lashim. Ein chayev ala achas means only chayev one skila. You know why? Because only hoitza you can be chayev on. Everything else you're not sure about. That's what the Sfasem Taka is. And there are certain Rishonim who say we don't pass like Ismi Yudas. Since you see chayev skila, we don't pass like Ismi Yudas. It's a big shaila if you pass like Isi ben Yehuda or not. I have to stop over here.